This is Bill Messerly, the Executive Director for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We're excited to bring you a special update during this corona pandemic from Bishop Robert J. Brennan, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus, for Tuesday, March 24th, 2020. Welcome, Your Excellency.
Thank you. It's nice to be able to speak with everyone.
Well, Your Excellency, the news continues to pour in, but things are calming down some. What's happening from your perspective?
Well, you're right. I think in some ways what we're doing is we're settling in for the long haul that lies ahead of us. And I think it's a time really of, you know, great, as I said, moral responsibility and great charity, making these sacrifices. But it's also a time of great confidence, I think, that we might be able to make a significant difference. And some of the signs that may be the case are starting to show. So let's be people of hope.
And we have some frontline workers that are that frontline hope day-to-day, healthcare professionals.
Indeed, indeed. Let's spend some real time thinking about those who are working on the ground in our hospitals and healthcare facilities, nursing homes all over, people who are caring for the sick at home. The doctors, the nurses, and all the healthcare workers, they are putting the time in. They're struggling with supplies. They're taking heroic measures. We always need to be grateful to them, but boy, do we really need to be grateful for them now, and do we really need to be united in prayer for all of them as they take care of us.
You mentioned the word heroism. How do you see heroism?
I see it as people living their lives not for themselves alone, but for God and for others. And sometimes it's the everyday sacrifices, large and small, that make heroes. And we see that in family life. We see it in community life. We're seeing it amongst the healthcare people.
You know, my daughter is a nurse, and she and her whole floor has been converted to a coronavirus triage unit. So I know that I'm dealing with that, and I know hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands, are dealing with that as well. Sometimes we don't choose to be a hero, but it's thrust upon us.
Exactly. Isn't that true? And that's, I guess, what ends up happening. We try to, you know, keep that disposition of staying close to the Lord and trying to be generous. And if that's always our disposition, then when these things are thrust upon us, so hopefully we can respond in the heroic ways that are asked of us.
You're listening to Bishop Robert J. Brennan. And Bishop Brennan, there are ways for us to join spiritually over these next few days.
Yes, indeed. So first of all, we need to be able to pray among ourselves. And some of the beautiful things that I've been hearing people are doing are so very much encouraging. But also, we've been hearing a lot from our Holy Father, from Pope Francis these days. On Sunday at the Angelus, he invited us to two particular moments of prayer. And ask that we pray together. You know, we're all praying, and he says we need to pray often. But he's naming a couple of moments that, with the time zones, worked out rather conveniently for us here in the Eastern time zones. So tomorrow is the Feast of the Annunciation, the day when the angel Gabriel came to Mary with the news that she would be the mother of God, the mother of Jesus, the mother of God, and we have her great fiat, her great yes, to, you know, I am the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done to me according to his will. And so, with great, that same kind of trust, the Holy Father asks us tomorrow to make that a day, a moment of prayer, so that at 7 in the morning here, it would be noontime in Rome. That would be 7 o'clock in the morning here in the Eastern Daylight Time. At 7 o'clock in the morning, he's asking us all to say one Our Father. Very simple. Our own fiat, our own thy will be done.
And you'll be leading that prayer of the Our Father if you tune in to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
Yes, indeed, indeed. I look forward to being able to do that, to be in union with Pope Francis and to be in union with the whole church here in Columbus.
And then what about Friday? What happens on Friday?
Friday, looks to be a little bit more elaborate, I hope. I'm not entirely clear on the details, but according to his message at the Angelus, it seems like he's actually looking at a prayer event. He talks about the reading of the Word of God, some moment in prayer, some moments of supplication. He himself plans, it looks like, to pray outside of St. Peter's Basilica, and he's inviting the whole world to join him by way of the media in that prayer. So I know you are working to see that we have that link, however that comes to us.
And hopefully that'll be carried live from EWTN and therefore on St. Gabriel Radio. And you're right, there is a little bit of work that we need to do in confirming the time. We were told initially 1 o'clock and then 3:30. So stay tuned for that update tomorrow when we talk to Bishop Brennan. Bishop Brennan, would you like to close us with a prayer?
Sure. Let's turn to the Lord in our time of need. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, we ask you to be with us this day, to enlarge our hearts with our concern and care for one another. Lord Jesus, we entrust to you today, very especially, all of those who are pouring themselves out in generous love and service for those who are ill. We pray for our healthcare workers. Protect them, Lord. Grant them what they need as they try to care for all of us. Keep them safe and help them in all their work, not only in these days, but always. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You've been listening to Bishop Robert J. Brennan. Thank you so much for your daily updates during this coronavirus pandemic time. If you'd like to listen to these updates online, you can go to stgabrielradio.com and click on the archive button. And now we rejoin our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.